News Radio 700 WLW.
We talk a lot about this, and we love talking to this guy, too, about legalized weed and all the machinations, Jace, that are going on with this. It's because it just came. It's going to be on the ballot in Ohio, as we know. And so what good does it do you when the it's the law is all kinds of screwed up? Federal law isn't agreeing with state law here. They need the feds need to. Well, you know what? Let's get the J man. Get the J man. In this. Let's get Jerry Joyner. Jerry Joyner, the J man. He hosts podcasts. He has a TV show on Weed and Whiskey TV. I love it. And so, here's the deal, J man. What is going on? And I was reading this piece that that I was sent today, talking about, you know what, if the feds don't come through and decriminalize this stuff, what good is it doing? It's really, it's mucking up the works for legalized weed growing and stuff. Hey, am I wrong there?
No, you're not wrong at all, Eddie, Jason. It's interesting. I just read Politico says that the cannabis business in America is $100 billion. And yet 75% of that remains illegal. I found that kind of interesting. And then they say the regulated sales is about $32 billion, so the numbers aren't too far off. Guys, that's a lot of weed. I did the math. There's 200 million adults in the United States, 21 or older. So that's $500 worth of product in some form, whether it's a smokable cannabis or gummies or these THC seltzers or tinctures or edibles. I mean, you can consume cannabis in a variety of fashions now. You know, it's it certainly became mainstream, and just like so many businesses, they're suffering. They can't make it work because of the government.
So what do you suppose is going to happen here, Jerry? I mean, it's nobody, these two people, it's not meshing. Nobody's shaking hands here. It's like the government doesn't. The feds need to just say, "Okay, go, this is still Category 1 or 3 or whatever the hell the categories are," and they just need to get, let them.
Schedule 1.
Yeah, it's 1, and now that needs to go away, right? I mean, to make this business model work.
A lot of people think that this should be just like they did with alcohol once it became legal after prohibition. Have some guidelines at the federal level, but kind of leave it into the states. Every state's liquor commissions work a little bit different, and there's some oversight from the feds. The big issue with this is the system's all messed up. The multi-state operators being able to do something across state lines. Well, that's not able to do. So I'm a grower, and I've got a bunch of stuff here, but I can only sell it in my state. I can't sell it into the next state that don't have anybody growing, but now it's legal to sell. So it's a quagmire with all the different legal aspects of this, but there's a lot of people using cannabis-based products and a lot of people selling it. And my 2 grams about this is the concern about the illegal Chinese sales of marijuana and the illegal Chinese growing of marijuana in America that many people don't know about.
See, but you know what? Let's touch on that. Because I saw something about that, Jerry. Talk about that the Chinese are buying up basically acreage of growing and grown pot.
Yeah, well, the Oklahoma has 7,000 licensed farms. 3,000 of those farms have just been flagged as suspicious, and 2,000 of those farms have strong Chinese connections. And I'm not trying to throw the Chinese people under the bus. I just don't think they ought to be over here growing illegal marijuana using hard pesticides and hard chemicals and all the things that the regulated people are trying to do to make sure people are getting a clean product. You know, that's another big issue, guys, that we have. There is a lot of product out there that the OJ man would say, hey, man, be very cautious when you're getting something somewhere, even at some of these dispensary-type places and vape shops, convenience stores, because THC is almost everywhere. 48 states you can legally buy THC that will get you high and show up in a drug test, even here in Texas.
So, J-Man, help me understand. I'm a beer guy. Like, I don't know marijuana. But so, what you're saying is the federal government says that's actually illegal to sell that THC, but the states are basically saying the heck with you, we're doing it anyway. Or is it just at a certain level of, again, for lack of a better term here, like you can only sell a certain level, high percentage of alcohol in one container?
Yeah. Okay. So here, you would think I'm smoking too much weed myself when I'm trying to explain this. This is
not you, J-Man.
This is okay. Yeah. In a regulated state where 23 states where legally adult use is available, the cost of entry is very expensive. The licensing to get the permits and all these things, right? So the 2019 Farm Bill allowed for Delta 9 THC, that's the intoxicating ingredient that occurs naturally, okay, by dry weight volume. As long as it didn't exceed 0.3% THC by dry weight volume, then it was legal everywhere except for Idaho and now Arkansas. Arkansas has outlawed it because it's cutting into their regulatory cells. In addition to the numbers that we're seeing about these regulated sales, there's all these products that we call unregulated, or they don't go through those other taxable, recordable channels. Now, you said you're a beer drinking guy. The biggest thing that's going on right now are these seltzer drinks, these THC Delta 9 seltzers. They're low dose. They're 2.5, 5 milligrams, and so it's just like drinking a beer. So you have two or three of those, and you're just like drinking two or three beers. And here in Texas, man, they're everywhere now.
So what about this stuff? This because you mentioned the legal stuff that's going on, sold at gas stations and all that stuff. Is that the Delta 8 and all that stuff? What exactly? Explain to us what that stuff is.
Yeah.
In layman's turn, Delta 8 is a chemically altered substance. I mean, it's a chemical that they put on the hemp plant to alter that to give it an intoxicating effect. Back in my days, I'm old. I've been using cannabis for almost 50 years, 49 and a half years. You could take low-grade marijuana, put embalming fluid on it, and I believe they called it chronic. Okay, so basically Delta 8 is a new version of chronic. Delta 9 is the naturally occurring THC. It's just the way that they do the extraction form of this. So they've got these like 10 milligram gummies, these Bucka Buzzes. These are put out by an Ohio son. You guys are up in Ohio. The guy that founded Wingstop, Antonio Swan, he's now in this business. And his pitch is, hey, I'm making sure this is a good, healthy product for you. There's no bad chemicals. The COAs are good. Because so many of these products, you don't really know where it came from or who's behind that. And I don't think anybody should be taking a chance with that.
So, J-Man, let's say this marijuana ballot initiative passes here in Ohio. What could we then expect? Can I go to, is there just a store like a Starbucks or something that where I can go in my neighborhood and get this? Or is it just kind of explain what that could look like after this passes and then becomes law or in the state of Ohio?
I can't speak specifically for Ohio, but each state's a little bit different. Minnesota recently, they're doing this through their alcohol and beverage area. Okay. I think that that the Delta 9 and the Delta 8 is available in Ohio right now. So you could go get an intoxicating THC substance that is good. In other words, when I say good, that it's been vetted. It's got a certificate of analysis that's a little QR code on the back that checks, and it says that this lab third party has verified what's in the product, just like you would have with a lot of consumer packaged goods. The drink thing is the same thing. So what y'all are looking at is allowing for both medicinal and recreational, I believe, is yeah, what's on the ballot, which is a much, much higher entry level for people to get into this. You know, as Antonio looked at this, he said, hey, man, we had him as a guest on our show. He says, you know, I sold $5 pizzas to people, and they said that would never work. And I made a really good business from Pizza Patron, then I did the Wingstop. And he said, I think so many people are embracing cannabis now, I want to get in this space. And I think we're seeing more and more players like this that are emerging because of their reputations and their ability to put out the quality products. And we're seeing a big exit of the people that are putting out the bad products and the ones that didn't financially put their businesses together. Hey, guys, this is drug dealing. We'll all make money. No, it's a business, and it's hard, just like any other business. You got to have a strategy. You got to have a brand. And that's why there's a conundrum in the financial aspects of it. Planet 13, the largest dispensary in the world in Las Vegas. 2 years ago, their stock was $8. Now it's 50 cents. But they're still doing business. They got people coming in. It's just they're over over and burdened with debt, and that's what's causing so many of the legitimate companies to have problems. The taxation on the things, the cost of entry, the regulation and rules that they have to put into place, and it's allowed these other players to come in with these products, some good and some bad. So weeds everywhere, guys.
Trust me. With that, J-Man.
I do, Eddie.
If people want to find out more, where can they go? I mean, you're just a wealth of knowledge on this stuff. Where can they go?
Well, guys, I got to tell you, you can go to imjman.com, okay? I've got a new website because I'm going to be with Adam Carolla and Jay Leno in October, and J-Man's going to Hollywood. There's my selfless plug there.
Wow.
But go to imjman.com.
So are you going to that comedy boot camp thing that I saw?
Yeah, David Fischoff is a good friend of mine. He's put on the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp for 25 years, okay? I produced a show called The Green Room with Jimmy Vivino. Jimmy was Conan's music director. I can't sing. I can't play an instrument. And finally, I can do something. Fischoff says, you can come to comedy camp. People will laugh at you. That's what it's about. So I'm excited. Y'all have heard about this, huh?
I just got an email about that the other day. That's great, man. All right, J-Man. Thanks so much, buddy.
Reach out anytime, guys. Y'all have a great weekend up here in Ohio.
Thanks, Jamie.
Take care.